Power play wise, offense from our forwards, offense from our D. I mean, it's been that continual struggle. And, you know, for me, you look around as a coach and you try to find comparisons. And I'm a Michigan State grad, so I watch what Mark D'Antonio's built at Michigan State. And last year, they lost, I think, 5-6 games by 13 points in football. And, you know, I think we're so close. You know, our team is a very good team, and we're so close to really turning the corner and doing some things, but it's not good enough. You know, none of us are less patient than the coaches, and we want it, you know, last week and last month, not next month and in a year out or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we're a very good team, we're very close, and we just got to find a way to really get over the hump and get through these offensive scoring woes and really turn this thing around.
Well, we were talking a little bit about Fillion, Jimmy Davis and Brad Stebner. Fillion and Stebner had the gray jerseys on during the inter-squad game, which I'm guessing is like the red jersey for a quarterback. No one hit him, right?
Yes, exactly.
So is Stebner then okay to play this weekend as of right now, or is that still a little bit of a touchy subject?
I think it's a little bit questionable right now. Okay. We'll know more in the next couple days there, but he'll be closer. I'd anticipate him playing, you know, at least by Saturday potentially, so okay. He should be ready to go. And, you know, you brought up the D and those guys. We didn't mention the inter-squad. I thought Cliff Watson and Riley Sweeney were just, they've done what they've done all year. I mean, they've been so rock solid. They typically, if we can match up, we'll match up against the other team's top line. They're plus players. You know, Riley's done so well. He's getting power play opportunity now. So I think those two guys, coming into the year, we never would have thought our team defense is where it would be, just with what we lost and being playing three freshman defensemen and having defensive injuries early. But those two have really been an anchor. And a lot of guys have played well back there. But those two have been parting together all year long and just been rock solid, matching up against other teams' top lines and just doing a great job.
Well, you were mentioning, we were talking about how things are magnified for defensemen when they make mistakes. In my opinion, for me, I realized how good Cliff Watson has been this season when he finally had just a so-so game, and that one where he, I think it was Friday night at Ferris, where he threw the big pizza up there. And, you know, I could tell he was very disappointed in himself. And I just realized at that point how unnoticeable he's been, because he's been so rock solid.
Yeah, in a positive way. Yeah. Unnoticeable in a great way. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because Cliff isn't a real flashy defenseman. I think he's got two assists on the year, something like that. But he's a plus player and just rock solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so competitive. He's so strong. And he's only a freshman. I mean, to me, his ceiling is very, very good. And he brings a very steadying presence. Him and Riley have really had great chemistry. And you're right. There haven't been many mistakes. And, you know, one thing on the bench, I mean, Cliff's got a short fuse, and there's a couple times where you see him almost lose it, and that's good. I think you need that in some of your team, at least some of your players. I mean, he's a guy that I think you take into any battle against any team in the country, and he's going to show up and compete and battle, and those mistakes have been few and far between, thankfully for Cliff.
Yeah, he's been really good. And so as you go into this weekend, is Fillion available yet? You know, do we have more options now, which really put the pressure on you as the coaches to figure out who's going to be in the lineup?
Yeah. No, Fillion won't be available, but, you know, we are healthy back there. We've got, you know, Sova didn't play the last game there. Jimmy Davis didn't travel with the Safaris. But, you know, we feel like Jimmy can play. I mean, and probably he deserves a little bit more of opportunity than he's gotten. But, you know, he can play. He's another guy like Cliff where his compete level is just off the charts. I mean, you know the effort you're going to get every single day. For him, it's a little bit more about game reads and game timing, but both Sova's played a lot of hockey for us over the past 3 years and into his senior year here coming off an injury. But we're pretty healthy back there overall, and it's a competitive group. And you know, I just read somewhere the other day about, I think our freshmen have played every game but one all year. Leibinger got banged up with his shoulder one game, but you know, to give those guys credit, because it's not an easy position to come in and play as a defenseman, and those guys have done a great job. I think maybe after Friday night's game we were up to 12th in the nation goals against average, or team defense, and you know, playing three freshman defensemen, that's not easy. So, and it's not just D. Obviously, our team D, our forwards, our centermen have done a great job in our zone, but a lot of good things have gone on that way.
And how do you take somebody out of the lineup? I mean, that's the problem. You've got healthy guys now, and we're so worried about our defense going into the year. Now, how do you take a Shane Hanna out of the lineup? How do you take a Watson out of the lineup? How do you take You know, I mean, really, they're all playing so well.
Yeah, and, you know, really, I mean, that's a great question, Dirk, and it's probably not going to happen because of one or two shifts in a game. It's going to be 3-4 days of practice, you know, like where we might see them slipping in practice a little bit and, you know, give them a little bit of a, you know, a shot to say, hey, that's not good enough. We need better. And, you know, so, yeah, you're right. They've done a great job. They've played a lot of hockey for us now. They're really not freshmen. I mean, they've played against anybody in the country, and they've done a great job. And so it's going to take a little bit for them to probably lose those spots, but at the same time we've got a couple of guys who are chomping at the bit to get in, so we're comfortable putting those guys in. And so, like I said, if they have 2-3 days of practice where they're not where they need to be, or you know, they slip a little bit and that carries over to the game, then we're not afraid to put those guys in who have played a lot for us and can help us back there.
Damon Witten, assistant coach for the Michigan Tech hockey team, is with us filling in for Mel today on the Mel Pearson Show. We'll ask Damon where he thinks the Huskies can get in the standings as we roll along in the second half of the season here. Huskies trying to get home ice, but they've got a lot of work to do. And we'll talk about the standings in the WCHA when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Now through the end of January, get up to $500 off Sealy bedding during Gardner's Gallery Sealy Clearance Sale. Twin mattresses $89 with purchase of box spring. Queen Pasta Pita set starting at $4.99. All memory foam latex and hybrids on sale up to $500 off. I know, and you'll get the frame free. Every size, every style, every bed on sale. Plus free delivery and pre-setup. Gardner's Gallery Sealy Clearance Sale on now through the end of January. Gardner's Gallery, downtown Hancock. Love your home.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Assistant coach Damon Witten is filling in for Mel this morning, and we're getting questions coming in. If you have a question for Coach Witten, you can email it to me at any time. Do it as quick as you can, though. It's dj@themix93.com, dj@themix93.com. Well, Damon, we have dropped down to a tie for seventh place now in the standings. The top four teams in the league get home ice. The next four are in the playoffs, and the bottom two teams in the league don't make the playoffs. So this is going to be a nail-biting time, I think, for all the teams, maybe with the couple of exceptions being Ferris State and Alabama Huntsville. But there is a lot that can still be done. As you look at our schedule, how do you see things, hopefully?
Well, you know, I mean, we're 5 points out of that last home ice spot, and that was a goal for us preseason. We wanted to host a playoff series, and, you know, we've got work to do for sure, and we've got to be very good this last little stretch run if we're going to get to that spot. You know, one of our other goals is winning the WCHA playoffs, so, you know, you got to get in to do that, and then you win that that first round series, and then it's two more games. So it doesn't take too much work once you're in. You know, you got to win a couple games, get hot, and play well there. So, you know, we still have some goals in front of us that we want to accomplish, and having seven of our next nine games at home is certainly going to help that. You know, we hope our fans will get out there and support us and be in there early in the year especially, and they've been great all year, but those first couple weekends with the students there early were just unbelievable. I mean, our guys went out for warm-ups, fed off the energy, and that really helped us. So we're hoping for a great homestand here, and you know, to make some hay. We've got work to do. We've got some top opponents still to play, and some